Republican votes against a war funding bill were surprising, since when Republicans were in power, they attacked Democrats in the same situation. Democrat John Kerry opposed a war funding bill, and President Bush made it a focus of the 2004 presidential campaign.
Senator Kerry apparently decided supporting the troops, even while they were in harm's way, was not as important as shoring up his own political position.
Words from President Bush in 2004 that echo for his party in 2009.
Now let's go to Iraq itself, where the government is concerned about a fresh branch of the Iraqi insurgency. It's a violent group based around Sufi Islam, and it could prove to be a more enduring threat than al-Qaeda in Iraq. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports.
Car bombs and suicide attacks continue to inflict a steady toll of casualties in Iraq, and a recent spate of incidents has involved the Naqshbandi Army. The name refers to a Sufi order that exists across the Muslim world, founded centuries ago in what's now Turkey. Sufism is often called the mystical side of Islam, with rituals that involve dancing or singing into an ecstatic religious frenzy. As with this Baghdad congregation, almost all Sufi orders are pacifist, and they attract both Shiites and Sunnis. Fundamentalists like al-Qaeda consider Sufi practice to be blasphemous. But the Jaish al-Naqshbandi, or Naqshbandi Army, lies on the fringe of a mainstream Sufi order. Since 2003, they've been involved in fighting against the U.S. occupation. No one at this Sufi hall would agree to talk about the militant group, but U.S. Army General Craig Nixon has been following the Naqshbandi closely.
There is clearly different ideology between al-Qaeda and Jaish Naqshbandi. Jaish Naqshbandi is clearly a nationalist, focused element with a view to go back to the former Ba'ath-type leadership.
Nixon is the commander of U.S. forces in Diyala and Kirkuk provinces, which have recently seen a surge in activity by the Naqshbandi army. Iraqis eventually rejected al-Qaeda, says Nixon, because the group had no roots in Iraq and showed no concern for innocent civilians. But the Naqshbandis paint themselves as a legitimate resistance, says Nixon.
They're well organized, have ties to the former regime element, primarily focused on coalition forces, but are clearly trying to establish a power base between the local Iraqis. And we're concerned that left unattended, they will provide a threat to the central government of Iraq during this transition phase.
The group is linked to the only remaining fugitive leader from Saddam Hussein's regime. Izzat ad-Duri was Saddam's vice president and reputedly a fanatical Sufi. Ad-Duri has released audio tapes from outside Iraq, where he's believed to be raising funds for the insurgents. Some observers think ad-Duri is trying to use the Naqshbandi tradition to legitimize his continuing fight against the Americans. Ibrahim Assumedi of the Iraqi Constitutional Party says that the group is strong in Diyala province and has potential to grow by exploiting conflicts among Iraqi politicians.
I think they are regrouping now, and the Ba'ath Party itself thinks it's time to work ahead after the American withdrawal, and because of the conflicts between the Iraqi political parties.
Especially with U.S. troops beginning a gradual drawdown from Iraq, Sumedi fears that many of the former insurgents who flipped to the American side will now feel abandoned. In the face of pressure from the Shiite-dominated government in Baghdad, they may rally around the ex-Ba'athist leader and the Naqshbandi army.
Because they are well-organized and well-financed from outside Iraq, maybe we'll have a chance to operate against the Iraqi army, against the Iraqi political process, and I think those people can attract the remnants of al-Qaeda fighters who believe in fight but not believe in al-Qaeda itself.
The group has an active web presence with purported videos of their attacks on U.S. targets and pictures of an arsenal of munitions. Their claims of killing Americans are exaggerated, say U.S. military officials, but at the same time, they say the Naqshbandi army should not be underestimated. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Diyala.